Before we talk about our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to talk about the love that we are more accustomed to. And therefore, you'll pardon me if I use some examples from that type of love that we are accustomed to. I just want you to think about when a person loves another person. Okay, hypothetically speaking, a young man loves a young woman. What does he love? Does he only love that person? Or does he love more than that person? If you think about it, he not only loves that person, but also anything associated to that person, right? That person could come and give them the smallest pencil, which has been sharpened to this small, right? And that would be the most cherished thing to that person in his life, correct? Why? Because it came from that particular person. Anything associated to the person. You know, they have the story of Layla and Majnun. You've heard of Layla and Majnun?
Yeah.
It's actually Layli and Majnun. All right? These historical poetic figures. In poetry, whenever they want to talk about romantic love or love, they talk about Layli and Majnun. And the way the story goes is Layli was quite beautiful and Majnun not so good looking. Okay. His name is Majnun. Majnun means somebody who's mad, madly in love. I remember a story about them. That, you know, it's known that Layli was frustrated with Majnun, didn't want anything to do with him. So one day, Majnun found out that Layli is serving hot soup. And people have lined up, and she is serving. Okay. So he also lined up with his bowl as well. And standing in line, he finally gets to the front of the line, very excited, and he gives his bowl to Layli. She takes his bowl. Instead of filling it with soup, she takes it and throws it to the ground and breaks it. So Majnun walks away. And the people come to him and say, Majnun, I think it's time you took a message from this. It's time you realized she is tired and frustrated of you and she doesn't love you. So Majnun turns to them and says, if she doesn't love me, then out of all the people, how come she broke my bowl? On a serious note though, people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when they face hardship, they see it as a sign of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.